Dave Spence owns a couple of plastics businesses. One of those businesses is Alpha Packaging.
And what we're doing is we're cycling about every 17 seconds, 22 bottles comes out of there.
Alpha Packaging makes over a billion bottles a year. The bottles are shipped to pharmaceutical and cosmetic businesses and end up in stores like Walgreens and Bed Bath & Beyond. Spence ran the business for 27 years. He stepped down as president last year so he could run for governor. But Spence returned to the factory a couple weeks ago to give tours to the media in an attempt to showcase his experience creating jobs. Spence says Alpha Packaging now employs about 800 people. Spence has repeatedly said that his business experience would prepare him for the gubernatorial position. After the tour, I asked him if he thought the role of government is any different than the role of a business.
Well, I don't think it needs to be. I don't think it needs to be a different atmosphere because I think the governor is truly the CEO of the state. And no one governor does everything by themselves. And you surround yourself with good people and you lead them. And it's no different than a business.
Nixon has repeatedly touted Missouri's unemployment rate, which is now less than 7%, the lowest it's been in almost 4 years. For some context, that's almost a full percentage point less than the national unemployment rate. But Spence says the numbers are misleading.
Our true unemployment is in the 9%. And then if you really dig deep, our true unemployment of people that have just given up or dropped out of the workforce is close to 14%.
So that you can't really use that as a problem because that problem exists everywhere, right?
That's economist Jack Strauss with St. Louis University. He says Missouri compares favorably to the other Midwest states.
It's a fact to say that our unemployment rate is below most states. Our economy is doing not fantastic, of course, but reasonably well.
Strauss says our unemployment rate is good, but where Missouri isn't stellar is job growth. Strauss says that could be due to an aging population, but reiterates that we are still 16th in the nation in economic growth. Spence says Missouri's economy would be better with right-to-work legislation, and he's proud that none of his businesses are unionized. Right-to-work refers to a law that would prohibit union members and employers from agreeing to make union dues a requisite of employment. It's been a contentious issue in the gubernatorial race and one that Nixon was eager to bring up at a union rally in St. Louis.
My opponent has said that the first thing he would do as governor is sign right to work, okay?
He also made a promise to the hundreds of union workers gathered.
Right to work will not happen on my watch.
Nixon hasn't made many campaign visits to St. Louis, instead electing to do more gubernatorial events, like handing out awards to farmers and cutting ribbons at new businesses. But many of the campaign events he has done around St. Louis have been union events. Last week, he was in Wentzville talking to auto workers, bragging that Ford and GM would be bringing over 3,000 new jobs to the state and touting the unemployment rate.
That's the second largest drop of any state in the country since I was sworn in. It was 8.6 when I got sworn in. It's 6.9 now. We're not done.
But this race has occasionally deviated from jobs talk. At a forum in Columbia, Nixon became visibly red after Spence accused him of being in the pocket of labor unions and attorneys that have contributed to his campaign. Spence's campaign is funded largely by his own personal wealth. He's donated $6 million out of his own pocket to his campaign. Nixon has received large sums of money from labor unions, law firms, and businesses. The Republican Governors Association and the Democratic Governors Association have each donated over $2 million to their respective candidate. Around the time of the forum, Nixon released his first attack ad, criticizing Spence for his bank accepting a TARP bailout that hasn't been paid back yet. Spence issued a cease and desist letter to stations airing the ad, saying the ad was false because he's not a banker and because his bank accepted the TARP funds before he joined the board. Nixon responded by releasing another attack ad on the bailout. In turn, Spence sued Nixon's campaign for defamation. That lawsuit is still in contention. Nixon and Spence are joined by Libertarian Party candidate Jim Higgins. Higgins wants to lower taxes and is against all tax subsidies and tax credits. Chris McDaniel, Beyond November.